You may have just heard the Colosseum is to be restored by the founder of Todd's luxury shoe brand, Diego della Valle. Good news then, as this businessman is set to rescue a monument that represents Italy in the world. A restoration which will certainly no longer use Roman numerals in the calculation process, and presumably no longer the iron pins that hold it together. I once went there with a man who knows all things Roman, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. So why don't you join me there as we take a look around on a very windy day, as you'll hear in my microphone in a moment. Everybody's familiar with the structure of this building, but I think one of the things that people don't know is why it's so pitted with holes.
Well, okay, what you have here, what we see here, is what the barbarians did, namely this whole Colosseum. Even today, as we stand here, the whole Colosseum is held together by iron pins. So the blocks were put on top of each other, and in the four corners of the blocks, there were iron pins. It's not cement, because that would have gone down a long time ago. But, and so when the barbarians came, they knew they could get ready-made iron, you see.
Which was a precious, which was very precious in those days.
They didn't know how to do this. The 9th century, the Middle Ages. And so they went here, and you see where all the holes are, is exactly where the blocks meet. And so they went in there and pulled out these iron pins. So you have the whole facade here and outside. The inside, you still have iron pins holding the blocks together. And they have so many calculations, about 20 tons or whatever, 10,000 tons or something of iron. 20 tons of iron here to hold the Colosseum together. That's why you have the holes. Some people say because there was marble on the outside, but that's really not true if you look, because all the holes are right in the corners where they knew they could get the iron pins, you see. Very interesting.
There are all kinds of stories about there being bronze shields and a bronze cupola on the Colosseum.
No, I would say the bronze up on top. What they had up on top, you can see, even from here, there are small ledges.
If you look upwards at the top level,
you can see two ledges right there sticking out. What they did have was poles, wooden poles on those ledges. And this went all around. It looked like toothpicks on the top of the Colosseum. And reconstructions of the Colosseum today have these like toothpicks up on top. And they had a special system of ropes with winches, and these ropes, they could pull together an awning. A cloth awning out over the spectators and
protect them from the sun.
The sun and the weather, the rain. It couldn't hold the whole roof. It wasn't like an astrodome. It wasn't a closed thing. And the fact is, it would rain right through the middle onto the floor. And that's another story I always tell here, because the floor was wooden in here and covered with sand. And the sand was cleared out after all these games to clear out all the mess and the gore, etc., etc. And the word in Latin for sand is arena. And so in English you have arena, because in Latin the floor of the Colosseum was covered with sand. No one knows that. So to go out in the arenam, to go out onto the sand, is to go into the middle of the Colosseum for the games, or some battle or something here. And they said it took 3 months to dedicate this Colosseum. About 3,000 different animals were killed around here. Rhinoceroses, all that other stuff, lions and elephants and stuff from North Africa. And we have a famous Latin poet, Martialis, who describes the games used for the celebration, some horrible things. When we go here with the students, I tell them the Colosseum is a monument to Roman architecture, but it's not a monument to Roman civilization.
And to Christianity?
No, neither. I'll tell you why. Because what went on there was really no credit to anyone. Gory, terrible games. And killing of animals and animals and people and all the most horrible things you can think of went on in the Colosseum for the delight of the people. By the way, this also went on after Christianity was established. It went for about another century. And after, there was one day, there was a monk, a famous monk, who jumped into the middle of the Colosseum and said, "Let's stop all this terrible bloodiness," and that's when the whole thing was stopped. But it went into Christian times too. Big story is all the Christians killed in the Colosseum, which most historians today would kind of, discredit, you know.
So it's a myth.
Well, they would say maybe one or two or three okay. who got caught up in the shuffle of the Colosseum.
Heartfelt thanks there once again to Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, better known as our popular Latin lover. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.